USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The fate of the Remain in Mexico policy, which forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border, is now in the hands of the Supreme Court. Texas is suing to keep it in place.
The president undoubtedly has broad foreign policy discretion powers in dealing with foreign governments. That doesn't give the president a basis for ignoring a congressional command.
State Solicitor General Judd Stone arguing that under the Immigration and Nationality Act, if Homeland Security cannot detain illegal immigrants, it must send people to Mexico. Consumer confidence is slipping amid soaring inflation. The Conference Board's consumer index falling 0.3% in April after a modest increase last month. The board's Lynn Franco noting purchasing intentions are down overall, but Americans still plan to buy big-ticket items like cars and major appliances. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
For the first time, more than half of the United States population has detectable levels of COVID-19 antibodies from a prior infection. That's according to new data from the CDC, but agency director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that doesn't mean all of those people have maximum protection from the virus.
Those who have detectable antibody from prior infection, we still continue to encourage them to get vaccinated. We don't know how long when that infection was. We don't know whether that protection has waned.
The number of Americans with detectable COVID-19 antibodies surged from 34% in December to 58% in February. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States won't take part in saber-rattling when it comes to Moscow's threats about a possible nuclear conflict. He called it reckless, dangerous, and unhelpful after a weekend visit to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to sign bills passed by the legislature.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday to create a police force dedicated to voter fraud and other election crimes. The law creates an Office of Election Crimes and Security under the Florida Department of State. They will review fraud allegations and conduct preliminary election investigations.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The world's oldest person has passed away.
Kane Tanaka of Japan, who was recognized as the world's oldest person, has died at age 119. Born in January 1903, Tanaka enjoyed playing Othello and had a penchant for chocolate and fizzy drinks. She was certified as the oldest living person in 2019 when she was 116 years old. City officials in her hometown of Fukuoka say she lived at a nursing home and was in and out of the hospital only recently. With Tanaka's death, the world's oldest human is now Lucille Randon, a 118-year-old French nun known as Sister Andre. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Recent polling found that middle-of-the-road Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia is now one of the most popular senators in the country. The West Virginia Democrat's popularity in his home state has surged by 16 points since Biden took office. Manchin has repeatedly stood in the way of the far-left agenda associated with the Biden administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.